The political lobby group GetUp has been forced to apologise to Lifesavers over a satirical political advertisement showing a fake Tony Abbott refusing to rescue someone drowning. The ad was posted last night and pulled this morning after it was described as incredibly insensitive. Activist groups like GetUp and Advance Australia are playing a much bigger role in this election campaign, but are they hindering the ones they want to help? Sarah White reports.
Help!
Someone's drowning!
The satirical advertisement by the left-leaning political group GetUp was supposed to be a comment on climate change and a wake-up call to voters of the Warringah electorate. A fake Tony Abbott, wearing only his budgie smugglers, is seen lounging on the beach refusing to save someone who is drowning.
I think you'll find that.
But the ad was instantly met with criticism and labelled as bad taste, particularly by the Royal Life Saving Society of Australia.
I was shocked and appalled to see the ad last night. Representing drowning in that way at this time was appalling.
Justin Scar is the chief executive of the Royal Life Saving Society. He says GetUp's timing couldn't have been worse.
Just last weekend, we saw seven people drown across the Easter weekend. Two of those were lifesavers. The nation's surf lifesavers are mourning the loss of some very dear colleagues. Oh, I can't imagine anyone would find that ad funny at all.
The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, also didn't find the ad funny.
Oh, I think it's a really stupid ad. I think it's grossly disrespectful to 150,000 surf lifesavers. In terms of GetUp, they're independent from us. Some of the stuff they say I haven't agreed with, some of the stuff in the past they have, but this ad, well out of line. You can have your disagreements with Tony Abbott, but I respect the fact that he's a surf lifesaver.
By this morning, the ad had been removed, which was meant to be airing in cinemas by next week, and GetUp formally rang to apologise to the Royal Life Saving Australia Society for their insensitivity. The right-wing political group Advance Australia, who was supporting Tony Abbott in Warringah, was quick to criticise. Jared Benedict is the group's national director.
I think it's disgraceful in terms of putting an ad out that depicts a lifesaver, albeit satirical, letting someone drown.
But Advance Australia also has form when it comes to controversial tactics. It uses the mascot Captain GetUp.
There's been plenty of publicity that Captain GetUp is a satirical mascot put together by Advance Australia. We've been very upfront and open about it, and we've authorised all the content. So I think if people are confused, then they can go to wakeuptogetup.com and they can get more information and do the fact-checking themselves.
Captain GetUp was recently filmed gyrating against Tony Abbott's main rival Zali Steggall earlier this month, also labelled as bad taste. So are these videos any different to each other?
We apologised, put our hand up, said we made a mistake and it won't happen again. I think that GetUp trying to raise money off the back of this satirical video depicting a lifesaver letting someone drown is in poor taste.
For some, poor taste is becoming all too common in this federal election. Communications specialist Parnell Parr-McGuinness has been watching the antics of both GetUp and Advance Australia.
Well, both of them are clearly attempts to reach out over the aisle and get at the swing voters. But, of course, both of them really will only appeal to their existing audiences.
She says the tactics by both groups are widening the gap between the ideological left and right.
The fact that this outrage has come up against the GetUp ad is a really interesting new development in how left and right are sort of responding to each other and will no doubt change the way that tactics are used in this campaign.
The World Today has contacted GetUp for comment.
Sarah White reporting.